Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Tell me, is that going up and down? One, two.
That is going up and down.
Big lines.
Oui.
Batty boy.
Your lines are bigger than my lines.
I'm right in it, kid.
In it, kid.
Mate.
We can't see the lines.
Mate.
The lines are gone.
Mate.
Team guys, entrance.
How are we, everyone? Welcome to the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Apologies, it has been ridiculous. I know it seems like a fucking common occurrence lately where we miss a pod, miss a week or whatever, and then it's apologies again. We do try. This time, it was... I say it was my fault. It was just...
It was no one's fault.
Yeah, it work... I had to go to London, and then I didn't have enough time on the second trip to London to meet up before to get a recording because plans got changed. So, apologies for, you know, leaving you in the dust for, a little bit of a gap, nothing major. But, nothing major's gone on in the world, really, has it? There hasn't been anything to talk about in the last 2 weeks that we've missed.
We haven't missed anything.
Mate, to be fair, Rump is smashing it, and
imagine how it feels having an elected leader do everything they said that was going, not having an elected leader do everything they said that was going to do.
Yeah.
Not like ours.
No
council tax rises. None of this bollocks. It's what I said is happening.
Yeah.
How good must that feel?
It must be great, like, especially the Trump supporters,
yes,
to be American at this time and the moment.
It would, you know what? I'm not American, but I love the fact. It doesn't even affect me when he says about the DEI, just banning all that. Moment they got in, they're getting paid for like whatever. Just don't bother coming in. You're getting jobs based on merit now again, which I never understand. Like, I understand with like the lower. But no, I don't actually. But if I'm on a plane, do you want someone that's tick box or the best pilot? If you're having surgery, do you want the best surgeon or do you want a tick box surgeon? I know which one I want, son.
Yeah, you want the experience.
You want the best. No matter what they look like, where they're from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want the best person. Now, yeah, but how great must that feel? Just having someone that said what he was going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. And he's done it
within a fucking like 5 days, man, literally.
Within hours, though, weren't he?
Yeah.
Obviously, I know we spoke about it last time, but he was just signing those, I was going to say checks. It wasn't checks, but he was just bossing it, like, just handing him a piece of paper. What's this one? Yeah, this is such. Oh, yeah, I like this. Bam. Donald Trump. Next one, give it a...
The one where I was like, America, yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Was the one where it was like, Ronnie gonna identify as two genders. I was like, thank fuck for that. Why cater for that 1%?
Mm-hmm.
Why just... And I love the fact that if you got discharged from the military, you're gonna get... You can basically get back in with back pay.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of all the transgender soldiers because they can't send them anywhere. They can't be deployed anywhere.
Well, there is a little bit more to it than that. It's not just like you can't be transgender in the army.
No,
it's he's not allowing basically the army to fund
their
operations and stuff. So if they can be whatever they want still, but they have to do it on their own dime, their own dollar, not a kebab.
Donna kebab.
I had one last week, but yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So yeah, they have to fund it themselves, which is right. You know, we have it over here when these women fucking claim they're depressed and that just to get a fucking boob job or a nose job or something. Well, I can, not that I know of it, but I can imagine that fucking hair transplants and fucking turkey teeth are going to get put onto the NHS at this rate. Which, I mean, hair transplants, that's definitely something that should be, because men are actually depressed from losing their hair. Women would be as well, but it's not as common. So I just understand that, but, you know, fucking nose job, boob job and that, fucking stupid. And so obviously all the other things, you know, that's the fucking bottom of the fucking chain, that is, with all the other operations that are going on at the NHS, it's pushed to the limits as it is. The other week, while I was driving to London for work, the Radio 2, not my station of choice, but they were actually on about how there's jobs being interviewed for now for in the hospital for the hallway nurses, basically, hallway staff. So because there's not enough rooms, there's not enough beds, so you're essentially sitting on a chair in the corridor, getting seen to, getting treatment, getting your blood tested, heart pressure, fucking whatever. But there's not enough staff, rooms, everything. So they're making jobs to be a corridor fucking staff member.
Well, yeah, no.
And that's, it's not, again, without, apologies to anyone that is part of the LGBTQ community and stuff like that, but, you know, it can come across like we are misogynistic and whatever, and, you know, like in general, we just don't care.
Yeah,
like, we don't need it.
Forced. Sometimes common sense has got to prevail.
Yeah.
Even if it hurts someone's, either way, someone's feeling is going to get hurt.
Yeah. And so when we're saying stuff like that, like the NHS situation, like Ash just said, it's the 1%. So I'm not blaming the lack of hospital beds and that is because someone wants to have their dick chopped off so they can go in a women's bathroom. A lot of it is, again, something that Trump's sorting out is the legal immigration system, because they're coming in and then they're like, oh, yeah. Again, I know it's the way that our country is, but I remember seeing a TikTok from a Polish woman where in Poland, they can just go to any, like, essentially a corner shop, a chemist or whatever, and get antibiotics, get steroids and fucking whatever for whatever their issue is. Whereas over here, you have to get seen by a doctor, get a prescription, and then go pick it up. And so she was kicking off. She was like, I've gone there. They wouldn't let me have it. Even though I could see it on the shelf behind them, but because I haven't got a piece of paper signed by a doctor, I can't have it.
Isn't it mad where, obviously, this doesn't include America anymore, where the world's run by a World Health Organization in terms of this is bad, this is good. You know, like, you get what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
That different countries have different. So our prescriptions here are £9, something like that. If you went to the doctors now, you get prescriptions £9, no matter what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know currently. The last I'd seen about it, I'm talking like fucking 15 years ago or something, and that was like £6 something back then.
It's £9 something. So, if you went to the doctors or hospital and you need a prescription, it's £9, no matter what it is.
Which is good. Because
which is really good. In Scotland, it's free.
Yeah. Which is even better.
Yeah. So, in America, it's cost shitloads.
Yeah, so unless you have health insurance, it is like $100 per tablet of fucking whatever. So, yeah, it's good on that sense when medication does cost different prices for whatever so it is.
That's all I'm saying.
Again, the generic price.
From country to country, it's really funny how it varies from just going to a pharmacy or corner shop to get steroids and antibiotics over the counter. Here, you need a prescription.
Yeah.
In America, I don't know how that works, but I always find that funny how.
I why think do America, you still need a doctor's note, don't
but
you?
What I was trying to get is, why don't you be regulated under one, not one, but like, I always find that how, you know, here we pay £9, Scotland's free. You know, do you get what I'm saying?
I can imagine that there's some sort of conspiracy theory, Illuminati situation going on. So depending on what branch of Illuminati is running each individual country, they want to control population or something. So that's why you have to pay. And if you can't pay, you can't afford to leave. And then this one, they want more population. So it's a standard set fee, whatever. You know, there's got to be a conspiracy in there somewhere.
Yeah. I do find, though, look, with the NHS, it is that it has been running at capacity over for years. And what don't help now is obviously a lot of people from the NHS are moving abroad for a better way of life to do the same job, more money.
Yeah.
I saw something on there, NHS, DEI, head of DEI in a hospital was like 80 grand. Why? Why do you need to? Just hire the best person.
Yeah.
It's like, put me in that role. 80 grand a year. Can you do this? Why? We need someone that can do this kind of surgeries. Can you do it? Yeah, I've been doing it for 10 years. You had any fucking discrepancies or anything? Nah, I'm falling. Fuck it, I'm on it.
Yeah.
You're my person, not guy, because he might be a female. You're my person, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't discriminate.
We're open.
That's it.
Yeah, we're here for all
You're
fashions.
My person. It doesn't matter if he's from fucking
Lithuania,
China, like Pakistan,
Jamaica.
Anywhere, mate, honestly, you're my guy. Yeah, man.
But there's so much stuff I've got going on in my head. Remind me about Shaggy in a bit, if we do remember anyway.
Shaggy?
Yeah, the singer, but the rapper, the artist.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it's Shaggy, man.
Well, there's probably a Shaggy story that'll pop up. But, yeah, it's... Essentially, it's great to be American.
Yeah.
Shit to be British. That's what we've just established on that
time.
I'm
a bit jealous of America right now.
Yeah, but so he got all the illegal immigrants of the Colombian.
The Colombian nationals.
Yeah, I was gonna say race, but it's not a race. And then I was gonna say ethnicity. I was like, that's still the same thing. But yeah, Colombian illegals on two planes. And then they were like, no, you're not landing them. They're not coming in. And Trump's like, all right, I'll cut off your fucking aid. 25% deduction now. If you don't say yes within 24 hours, it'll go down to 50%. You've got a week, it'll get up completely. So within hours, they've gone, all right, we'll have them. We'll take them back. We'll even send our presidential plane to come and pick them up.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's balls. And it shows that it fucking works. Yeah. They back down within hours.
The one thing as well that I liked, he and I said that we should do as a country, is stop sending money abroad and really think about what's going out the door.
Yeah.
Now, we stop money for pensioners getting heating, but then send $3 billion to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
We was it the other week sent £1 billion to Syria.
Yeah,
what it's and that's what you've got to look at is what's going out the door, where what causes is going to, and that's what I think we should do, and what needs to be done. That's what America's done, which is that. Well, it's a good time to be American, I suppose.
It definitely is. You know,
where would you want to go in America? Like, you pick, if someone wants me, Ash, you can go to this state for 2 weeks, where would you go?
I mean, Texas, New York.
If you went to Texas, would you have a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Standard.
Already got the fucking dunes down, and all, so, you know, I'd fit right in. You waiting for me to say something racist there?
No.
You give me the eyes to say, yeah, you'd be fucking... Yeehaw, you fucking honky.
I wasn't.
But yeah, Texas, that would be a fucking standard one, just to mosey on in nice and easily. New York, it's the tourist one, and in general, everyone wants to go to New York.
I always wanted to go to New York, but like, as I got old, I'm glad I've never did. It just seems like somewhere where I wouldn't want to be.
I still find it fucking strange how, look, because most of Americans, when they think of the UK, they only think of London.
Yeah.
But that's down to like school and not being taught about other towns and cities in the England and UK. But when they want to come over, they only want to see London.
Or Oxford. And, the universe,
yeah, only for the universe, but it's like London's a shithole. Look, there's just too much going on, and look, it is the most diverse and multicultural city in the UK, but there's no proper section where you can just rock this is.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
It's just going out having a drink. This is fucking where you go and have a good time doing whatever, and that. It's just fucking madness, chaos everywhere, and it's expensive. And it's just too much. Whereas, you can go to Liverpool, right? Liverpool, it's a nightlife city. You can be out until 4 o'clock on the pop if you want.
Get your car robbed at the meantime as well. Yeah,
sat nav's gone. Fucking, that's what we don't have no more. Nah. We're all getting robbed.
Go and watch Liverpool game, James.
Yeah, not necessarily Everton. But yeah, it's always fucking jam packed, and then you've got fucking. Well, I'm not going to recommend Birmingham to everyone, or Coventry. To be fair,
don't mate. Don't
come nah. But there's other little towns that you can go. You know, all the history that's around the old building, Stonehenge and that.
Or Bath.
Fucking yeah, there's loads of fucking things to do, but just think about London, because that's the place to go. But it's just too expensive. Well, what are you going there for? Fucking Arsenal.
I liked London when I went there, but it was horribly expensive.
Well, as I said, I've just worked there. I work there often, to be fair, but the exhibition centre, London's Excel, the prices are ridiculous. Subways are subways. It always cracks me up. You can go from one place to another and the price is different.
Yeah.
It should just be the same price everywhere. But you're in the same country, just be the same price. But I'll get it if you're ordering on the app or whatever. But looking ridiculous. But while we was there, ordered a German doner kebab. You still didn't had one, have you?
No.
Well, this was our John's first experience as well.
Do you love it?
Like with yourself, I've bigged it up. I've talked the big game for it for years. And so I've ordered it on Uber Eats, because we're sitting in the Premier Inn pub, fucking ordered it, and you can see on the bike, and I can't think of the woman's name now. I know if it went on the app, I'd be able to find it. But it was like that Chimina Bigwim, whatever her fucking name was. That
Shana young Biger.
Yeah, that got the fucking kicked out of the country and stayed over
there. She'll be back in here soon, mate, with Labour, don't worry about
well,
that.
Well, I thought she was my fucking Uber driver. Because the name was quite the same, and the picture, she looked similar as well. So then, you can see the little emblem of the bike, and it's on the way and that. Fucking. So I got the standard 3 OG box meals, fucking, and it's a big fucking meal, £16 each. You're getting a fat fucking kebab with either beef doner, chicken doner, or mixy. The spring rolls are massive. They're like a 5-inch fucking spring roll. Again,
that
one
big,
of each.
Fucking hell,
they're
massive.
Fucking massive, mate.
Huge, mate.
Please a lot of women there.
Yeah.
And then you get your portion of fries.
I don't think I could eat all
the
that.
The drink.
The 5-inch. No.
Mate, they're fucking stacked out as well.
Yeah, no, massive, mate.
For the size of the box and what comes in it, for fucking £15-16, it is a good deal. And it's all about the presentation. And then, you order it, you can take off the lettuce and the cabbage and whatever if you want. You can add stuff on if you want. Double up the meat, fucking pack it out. So, she's fucking, there was a new little donut bites as well. I was like, not Adam, I'll try them. £2.50 for four of them. Yeah, sounds fucking have it, any. So, bike pulls up because I'm looking on the map. I'm like, they're outside, gone outside. Geezer on the bike for starters. So, a bit of dodginess going on there. And then he's handing me three boxes. I'm like, got another bag in there, mate. Waiting for my donuts, any. He's like, no, that's all there is. I was like, I should have some donuts. I was like, I'm not blaming you, mate. You've just been given this any fucking. So it's not your fault. Oh, it'll be in one of the boxes. I was like, won't be, because it's three separate meals and it's not a part of the meal.
Separate meals, yeah.
It should just be a little bag. And he's looked again. He's like, no, that's all it is. So I'm saying, don't worry about it, mate. I'll just get onto the app. Fucking, it's fine. So we finished our pint, into the room. Fucking, I've gone for the mixed doner meat, so I've got chicken, I've got beef, got one each of the spring rolls as well, got the curried flavoured fries as well. Fucking can of Sprites. Was I ain't having an orange juice. You're having a fucking takeaway. You got to fucking carry on, ain't you? So I can see it on the label. That's mine, yeah. That's John's. That's Jason's. Welcome sound. Up to the rooms, because we're not eating down at the pub now. Plus the bar was closed. So up at the room, TV's on. We ended up staying in the A-Loft, which is a high-end hotel, because it was cheaper than the Premier Inn that night as well. So TV on. Weird. Look, the room was nice and that, but it was just a weird layout with the TV. There was two profiles to choose from. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, two different people. And you should just turn it on and flick through the channels. No, I've had to fuck around. They've got some PowerPoint display of all the hotels around the room and that. The world, rather. I'm like, just want to put Family Guy on or something. Just fucking get off. And obviously, you're pressing the button and it's not, because they've got their own program on it. So, fucked around. Oh, got it on. Family Guy. Sound. Open the box. Oh, there. On Uber Eats as well, while I'm trying to sort out the TV. So, ain't got me donuts. Fucking straight away, £2.60 back. So I've made money on the donuts.
You're up.
Yeah, so they've taken off, or added on delivery fee or something.
Yeah.
Or charge or something. I don't know. But I've made money on these £2.49 donuts anyway. So I was like, right, Family Guy, sound. Right, let's fucking eat now then. Open the box. My donuts are in there, aren't they? Fucking, how did they know to put it in my box, for starters? How was I that lucky? Because I've got a different
kebab
from the other two as well. So I was lucky. And they weren't nothing special, but for free, they were amazing.
Did John like his then?
The pair of them fucking loved it.
And he was both there first time.
Yeah.
Right, mate. So, talking about first time, it's not my first time in Tim Hortons. Hello, Canada. But today and yesterday, life-changing coffee. Right. Now, I've had a Tim Hortons coffee before.
Yeah, because you said about it the other week, and you said it was amazing.
The caramel s'mores latte. Mm-hmm. Don't do no more here.
Okay.
But I had a French vanilla banoffee. Now, French vanilla is apparently it's its own thing. It's not a latte. It's its own thing.
Okay.
So it's not like a cappuccino. So they do a thing called a French vanilla. But I had a banoffee French vanilla. I stood there. I drank it. Amazed by it. I said to the lad at work, "Try coffee." He drank it. We stood there 5 feet apart, drinking these coffees, going, "It's fucking nice." That nice. 6 o'clock this morning, ordered another one to get to work, 7 o'clock. Canada, thank you.
I think I might have to make a special trip tomorrow and go get one then.
But, I don't know where
I've got one non-eaten, right, so it's about 15-minute drive.
Troy, so just go for the French vanilla. Don't have the latte. French vanilla.
Banoffee
or banani. Or the way, I don't know if it's French for the first. It is amazing, mate. Honestly.
I mean, I'm going to have to fucking lie to the wife and say, look, I'm going to look at a job or something, because I can't get her a coffee. So I'm going to have to be like, I've just got to go nip out for half an hour and then go get myself a coffee and then sit there in the car park and drink
the coffee
and then come back.
And then get enough one for the way back. Is that nice, mate?
Yeah, and then hope she doesn't want to kiss and smell the fucking breath. Well, what's that? Smells amazing.
You know, when I went to coffee, there was Tim Hortons everywhere. Well, in your coffee. Fucking wish
so, that. When you went to Canada?
Because
you just said when you went to coffee.
Oh, sorry, yeah. When I went...
So, it's a good job on paying attention, listeners.
Fuck you. Yeah. That was a trick question, though. You was right. Yeah. Honestly, mate, Tim Hortons, get in your non-eater. Get it. On, it's so sweet.
I'm going to have to.
Mate.
You've sold it on... Because I like a vanilla latte anyway. Because even at home, I'll get the vanilla syrup and pour it into my latte sachets and that. Just to give it a bit of zhuzh. So yeah, I'm going to have to fucking try it.
Honestly, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I might have to ring you up and give you a live fucking experience. I might even have to fucking do a driving with JD for a fucking first expressions or something, because you've sold it to me, mate.
Honestly, it was.
This weekend, their coffee sale is going to go through the roof.
If there was one closer, I would definitely go and get one.
Is it in town then?
So you can't
even get it.
No. Yeah.
Wounded. But yeah, I know where it is, mine. By mine. I mean, there might be one in town for me, but I know... when I've been on Just Eat or whatever, it's Nuneaton's the closest one. Say 10 to 15 minute drive, depending on traffic.
Going in your kid.
Good. Because what's the food like there?
Darn enough to wait. I've had so they kind of do the McDonald's thing, you know, the breakfast in the morning.
Mm.
Really nice, actually. But they do all donuts and that's their thing.
Yeah,
mate, they are nice after me.
Yeah, I might have to. I haven't had a haircut in a while, so I could do that. Go and
treat yourself.
Go and have a haircut.
haircut and a coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it is due. For any of the OG listeners, I've got long wavy hair and I've had it cut once in the last 2 years, and it is coming up to getting 2 years again.
Well, so nice. It's coming up to 2 years on this podcast as well, isn't it, March?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it's gone quick, isn't
it? I know. I think this is episode 89 or 90. So we're going to have to start planning
for 100. Not too bad, though, out of, like, if you think about it, for a year, 52 episodes a year.
But to be fair, before Kobe was around, we had more time to double up on episodes.
Yeah,
if we was going to miss a week, we could fucking do that. So, the moral of the story is don't have kids. And we have another one on the way. What knows what's going to happen after June? Yeah. You might have to finish the pod.
Also, not me. I don't know. Have you told the listeners? Because obviously,
you've no.
Staring there with the coffee. Another one on the way. It's not me.
So, apologies. I haven't got the bat phone on me. The Real Talking hotline, because not enough time to properly prepare this morning before leaving out for work. But there was at least 2 WhatsApps on there because of something I said the other week.
Yeah, you mentioned some as well the other week about...
I can't remember what I said, but they were like, what's going on? I think one was Abby. Apologies. what's going on? Like, you got a baby on the way or something?
Yeah, because you did... You did say without saying it.
Yeah. I can't remember what I said.
I remember the moment when we was doing it, because I remember thinking,
was it magical?
Always, mate. If you listen to the podcast, it was magical, yeah. But yeah, so.
Bean's on the way. Again, because calling Bean at the moment, still, because when the missus first told me, he was the size of a bean, so that nickname stuck. Little boy on the way. She's around 23 weeks now, I think. June the 4th is expected due date. So family of 3 is going to be the family of 4, because at the moment it's 3 with the dog, because dogs are a part of the family.
True.
They're not just the pets.
They're not just for Christmas.
No.
Remember them afterwards,
they're
mate.
For life.
That's it.
And to be fair, that's a nice little segue onto what it'll did want to fucking chat about. Not Shaggy, I will fucking get on to Shaggy in a minute, but the dog.
Shaggy.
Wasn't me. Again, I don't know if I said it the other week, but the dog's had some issues. I think I've spoken to you, but I don't think I've spoken on the podcast about it. The dog's had some issues with allergies. So essentially, most days I'm getting home and he's chewed a fresh spot on himself. And it's going, because he's going straight to the skin. It's red raw. It's fucking, it's not good. So this all started off with November the 4th. I had the phone call to book him in to get his boosters, his vaccinations. So December the 4th, went in. And while I was in there, I just he's just it was only just the one or two little spots at that point. So this is, do you know what this is? He's fucking just been biting himself. So I don't know if it's a rash or something. And because it was red and inflamed, the vet woman says, right, we'll forget the vaccinations this week. Because it is looking bad, I'll give him a steroid injection, week of antibiotics, and then come back in a couple of weeks, have his boosters look. So did that, went back 2 weeks later. The antibiotics and steroid calmed it down for the week, and then it fucking went straight back on it. So I says, obviously that's not a permanent solution every couple of weeks having that. So what else are you suggesting? So she gave me some flea stuff because there was bits of scabby skin in his fur. She's like, I can't guarantee that that's not flea poo and that basically. I was like, well, it's next to fucking one of the bits is chewed, so it's obviously a scab. But they've got to make money, so she's trying to sell fucking products. So give me some flea stuff. Give him the fucking... So there's this new vaccination thing as well, which, because it's new as well, it's a two-parter. He had the first part of that. Then, like, a week after... Oh, no, at the same time, I says, can we do a blood test as well? Because I want to know what's going on. So bloods were drawn, £148 for blood tests. This was on the 19th of December now.
Right.
And while I was there for that, I took some of the insurance forms, got the girl behind the counter to help me fill them out, and then give them to them. So that, because I have to fill it out, and then they process it, and it cost me £27.
Yeah.
Even though I'll fill the form out.
Right.
All they got to do is just send it off.
Yeah. £27.
And that's what I was under the impression of anyway, that I fill it out, they send it off, and I'll get charged £27. So roll on to in January now anyway. I don't know the exact, I feel like it was the 11th. It was the 11th. So I got a phone call from the vet saying that the insurance form, I need to sign the bottom. So straight away, I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was like, that's fine. I'll come back. I'll come straight down when I finish work. I'll get it signed. But I'm thinking, it's been 3 weeks you've had this form. Why are you only ringing me now to say I haven't signed the bottom?
Yeah, why are you only processing it now?
Yeah. So I went there, and I'm driving. I'm winding myself up. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. I get there, sign the bottom of the form. And I was like, just wondering if there's any word about the blood results as well, because, you know, that's been 3 weeks since it's gone. And I understand with the Christmas period and that, they might have had some time off, so it can take a little. Oh, no, we've got them. So she hands me the fucking blood form, which was received to them on the 31st of December. So they had it for fucking over 10 days. No phone call or nothing. So I'm wound up about that as well. And then she turned around and says, yeah, you've got £56, whatever, £36 something, outstanding on your account. But no, I haven't. I've paid. Every time I pay straight away. Yeah, you have for the painkillers. So it doesn't need no painkillers. He's had steroids, antibiotics, this and that, whatever. He doesn't need painkillers. No, but when I spoke to you on the phone, you'd taken his bandage off and everything was looking all right. I says, no, I put a bandage on his leg because where he had his fur trimmed for the blood test, he started licking that and it was going red raw. So I put a bandage around it. I was like, and no one's rang me for me to have this conversation. I said, so unless you spoke to my wife and she's told you that I've taken the bandage off now and it looks all right. And I even went onto my phone history. I was like, I've got two calls. One when you rang up on November, one today when you rang to say I need to sign this form. Oh, hang on a sec. So she goes out the back, comes back. Turns out some poor dog has had the tail amputated and then the medication, the painkillers, was put onto my account. So it's got no tail and no fucking painkillers.
Fucking
and they're trying to charge me. So I'm fuming. But I'm not kicking off, though. I'm being fucking respectable. So I'm looking at the fucking blood tests. Grass and whatever, negative. Something else, negative. So there's only three things that they've tested for. £148 I paid. Three things they've tested on a blood test. So the third one, mites and mould. And it basically said, maybe. No breakdown of what it could be or anything. Whether it is mites or mould. Fucking maybe. And so I'm like, so have I got to pay for them to break that down? Yeah, because they'll have the blood in the system, like in their lab for 30 days. So yeah, I can get in touch and you can pay whatever fee it is. But I'll have to ring up and find out. I went, no. So I paid for something else then as well. I was like, let me just see if this does anything. And then if not, in a week, whatever, then we can go for that. So I'm raging to myself. I'm walking back with the dog and that lot. Because at that point, I went with the dog. I'm walking back, I'm pissed off. So I've ended up finding on TikTok not that I've been searching for it, but it's this one bloke, he's always advertising stuff, but there's a thing called My Pet Sensitivity. And so he's advertised it, doing the, you know, when you advertise something, you get the fucking money for it.
The TikTok shop? No, like a pay partnership?
Not really a pay partnership, but... The listeners will know what I'm on about, but like, if you click on my link,
yeah,
you buy it, and then I'll get like 5% of it or something. So he's doing that anyway.
You get some commission from it.
Yeah. So I've looked at it, ended up fucking ordering it. So for £32, all I've had to do is just snip a little bit of his fur, send it off in an envelope with the reference number and all that. And they've tested 460 things off of... All they asked for was 10 strands of fur.
Yeah.
Cut as close to the skin as possible. I'll give fucking a good tuft. So they had enough. Hello. So then the other day, I've had fucking... the insurance ended up... the form was sent off. When I was there about something else at the vets, the manager was sitting there. And she's like, oh, Devlin, I recognise that name. I was having issues doing the insurance form with that yesterday. So I'm then thinking, why have I filled out the form on paper for you to fill it in on the computer and then email it off? Why don't you just, because it's all on your computer anyway, just copy-paste it to the insurance and then send it off. No, because I'm filling out the form for you to put it in a different form to email it.
Or just scan it and then send it off if you're going to do it.
Cut out the fucking middle part because there's no point in me wasting ink and fucking printer ink and pen ink. There's no point.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit of a pop about that. Not major. I just made a point. That's stupid. That's a waste of time. So, yeah, then no. This week had... No, so a couple of days after that, I had an email from the insurance company saying, right, it's received. Have you got the history before I got my dog? So I emailed them back and said, I haven't got the history, can't get it. But I know there was nothing wrong with him. When I registered him with the vets, it just, we had to start the boosters and whatever from scratch. That was all. So, yeah, but there was nothing wrong with him. It's just now there's this potential allergy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've spent a lot of money, so I just want to, you know, try and claim some back. Didn't hear nothing. So the other day, I've rang them up, the insurance company. Sound on the phone. I was like, look, just got this claim going through. Just want to see where we're at because sent an email back and heard nothing. So, oh, sorry. I can see that it's going through and that. You should have had a reply because obviously you've replied.
Mm.
So we should have replied back to you. But I don't know why whatever department hasn't done it. So I've just made a note on the system. So I'm sending that to them, basically telling them to do the job. And so hopefully they'll get on it and they'll send replies to anyone else that needs them. But tomorrow you'll get the remittance email and you'll get your money back. Happy days, mate. That's brilliant. That's all I want to hear. So the next day, I'll get the remittance email in the morning. The invoice that I received was for £187. And after fees, I've got £32 back. And I'm like, hang on. I've spent £500. Why have they only received £187 as an invoice? And I went through my bank statements. I was like, £400.45 I paid.
Yeah.
So I rang up the vets and I was like, all right, Bab, blah, blah. It doesn't sound right. So I just want to make sure, because I know the manager was struggling, because when she was fitting it in on the computer kept crashing or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, is she just half-assed it and fucking sent it off? So I'm like, I just want to make sure it's all fucking done right because it doesn't look right. And then, like, she's asked about, do I want to continue with the blood test and pay more? I says, no. I says, I've gone independently now and I'm waiting for the results from this other company and it's cost me £32. So I'm not going to pay any more on top of the £148 I've already paid.
Yeah.
When I'm going to find out off of this company. I was like, is the manager there anyway? Because I can just ask her the question. Oh no, she's working home today. I was like, all right then. I says, but just let her know if she does try and ring me, I haven't got any good signal. So make sure she leaves a voicemail. So, yeah, yeah, she will do. I says, fairly now. I says, what days is she in the office like this week? I don't know. She says, all right, but if I don't hear back today, I'll come in every day until she's in. Just try and catch her. Because I'm not having you fucking fob me off, any. And, you know, I had a bit of a vent on the phone at that point as well. You know, I'm like, because his skin's still not rolled. He's still itching and whatever. And I'm like, I'm paying all this money. The form's been sent off.
And nothing's happening.
I'm not, all I'm getting back is £32. I'm not happy. And he's still fucking not rolled. So I've had a bit of a vent. I was like, look, I'm not blaming you. It's just, you're on the phone. So it is what it is. So I've carried on working at then. Then I've got the fucking email from My Pet Sensitivity. And I'll scroll through. There's a lot of things on there. Overall, there's probably like 10 things that he's definitely allergic to. And then 20 that he's like, that can cause issues. But I'm looking, I'm like, that's a lot of fucking things. And that's all come through from fur. And I'm still thinking about these fucking £148 blood tests. Three fucking things. And one's a maybe. So I've carried on working, and as I'm driving back, I'm winding myself up even more again then. And I'm like, fuck this, I'm going in, because I wanted to know, off of what he is reactive to, off of the stuff they've given him, like any of these treatments and that, is there anything crossing over? Because he's got worse since as well. So I'm like, surely one of these things, these chemicals or fucking something, has got to be in one of these treatments. So I just wanted to ask her to pull up the information, because I ain't got the packaging no more. Fucking, I give him the tablets and it's fucking in the bin, honey. She fucking was oblivious. She didn't fucking know. Oh, but when I first walked in, she's already on the phone and I can hear this woman kicking off. She's like, "Yous are fucked up." Basically, the gist of it, she's got a guide dog. The vets haven't filled out their paperwork properly, so they haven't registered the dog on their end as a guide dog. So as it's been sent off to the insurance, because they haven't done their job right, the insurance won't pay out. So she's kicking off. She's like, I want to speak to your manager. At the end of the day, yous are fucked up. Yous have got to sort it out, because I'm out a lot of money. And I'm standing there with a grin. I've got a dog with me as well.
You're not the only one, yeah.
Yeah, so she's like, right, I'll transfer you. And she's pressed the button on the phone. So when you're doing that on the phone, that means they're in the office, not at home.
Okay.
So straight away, I've caught her out on a fucking lie, and I haven't even spoke to her yet. So she's like, oh yeah, how can I help? I said, bloody hell, love. Sounds like your manager's not having a good day. Oh yeah, there's been a lot going on today. I was like, well, it's not going to get any better. She goes, have you got an appointment? She says, no. I don't know if it was yourself that I spoke to this morning. She goes, is it to do with Shearer? And so he's right next to me anyway. I'm like, yep. She's like, yeah, it was me. All right. I said, so your manager's here then. Oh, there was some emergency and that, so she's had to come in. She's a manager. She's not a fucking vet.
Yeah.
She doesn't fucking treat the pets. She just fucking does the paperwork. So what emergency? Paperwork can't be done at home. So I've caught them out on that line straight away. So I've asked her about the ingredients on some of this stuff. Like a rabbit in the headlights. She didn't have a clue. I've given her the phone. I was like, just have a look. She didn't know what she's looking at. I said, right, print off what you've given, and I'll do my homework. I'll find out. So she printed that, and then I was like, right, now I want to ask about insurance. And at this point, one of the other, I don't know if it's the assistant manager or like head nurse or something, but she's come out, and she's trying to argue with me now. I'm keeping calm as well. Like, I'm being stern, but I'm not raising my voice. I'm just saying, I've lost count how many times I said the math ain't mathing.
Yeah.
Like, I've got the email up saying £187, 3 pence. I've done my math, £400, 45 pence. And they've printed off this and that. And then even when she's trying to add up their figures together, they were still £20 short. And then she's like, well, flea treatment, they won't cover that. Like, it says they're covering it on that email.
Yeah.
On that remittance that they've already sent me, it says flea treatment. Oh, well, they shouldn't do. Doesn't matter what they should and shouldn't. If you just send everything, and then they say what they won't cover. So essentially, they should have received an invoice for £400 and then tell me what they are going to pay back. But no. And then at this point, the manager's got off the phone from a fucking bollocking, and the name literally is Karen. So she's come out with a short fucking lesbian haircut, and she was ready to kick off with me because she knows that I'm having this discussion at the moment. She's recognised me from the discussion the other week. Straight away, demeanour's changed. Fucking trying to be polite, friendly, smile and everything. So look, at the end of the day, I just want to know what you've sent to them so I can speak to the insurance, ask if they've actually received that, and then ask what I'm getting. Because at the end of the day, £32 back from £400 is ridiculous. It's not right. So I've got the printout of the invoice that they've actually sent now, which was £363. So I was like, okay. And you reckon everything that you've put on there is a claimable item? Yeah, it's claimable. That's why I sent it to you. Okay, sound. So I rang the insurance when I got back. Turns out, so they did get that £363. But on the 19th of December, when the second lot, so the second lot of treatment started.
Yeah.
That was my insurance renewal date. So it's been split into two fucking claims. So it means my excess is £90. So it means I'm paying the excess twice.
Mm.
So I'm gutted about that. But yeah, from what they says they've sent, they have received.
Right.
So I was fucking, well, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. But I've done my homework on these allergies and that now. It's all in the treatments that they've been giving him. So the flea treatment, it's got sodium such and such in, fucking it's all on my phone, and I've made notes and that. So I need to find time now to get back to the vets and tell them, like, I'm not going to fucking take it further, like, try and do a claim or anything. But at the end of the day, this new fucking vaccine and the flea treatments that they give him has been poisoning him and making his fucking skin itchy and all that.
Mm.
So I just need to make sure that they have all this information on the system and stop poisoning my dog. Because I know I've got to change things with his diet, but I don't want to pay someone else to poison him.
I think you should maybe change vets as well, mate.
Before any of this, they've been fine.
But you're only as good as your management. You're only as good as your worst person. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I've not seen this manager before any of this has had to happen.
Yeah.
So I think it's because it's a new manager, that's why it's gone down. Yeah. But yeah, fucking just dramas. And, you know, I just want a healthy dog, innit?
That's it.
So, yeah. I think I might have started it off because chicken broth is reactive too. So obviously he has a Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
So he's had a Sunday, a chicken Sunday roast. Bam. And that's what started him. But yeah, they've made it worse. So yeah.
Well, the benefit, silver lining is, you know what he's allergic to. So going forward, you know how to, you know, adjust. So yeah.
Yeah, it will get sorted out now, but it's just been a long process. And
I hate them ones, though, when you just it's just quick and easy stuff. People made heart and you're chasing, like, no, they're saying that, this person's saying that. You're like,
I know, I just need you to print it out and just tell me yes or no.
Yeah, literally.
And because that was the conversation with the insurance company, I was like, look, I get if some things aren't going to get paid. But as long as you say this and that, then it's fine.
Right.
As long as it's written down, I understand it.
Right.
And, like, I had him increases though, because I can guarantee he's not had a fucking call like mine, because obviously I've rang up. And sound lad, Sam, I'm sure his name was. And it was all, so we have received that. He explained about it was the policy date. So because the policy renewed, it had to have been split into two. It was like, fair dues. Says, can you do anything about the excess though? Because obviously it's split into two. He's all, mate, if I could, I would, but I can't. It's you know, it's part of saying that. So, nah, fair enough, sound. I know where I stand with that then. And I told him about the bits and bobs, and I've turned around and says, what doesn't help, what makes it worse, mate, is because it's a fucking a whole practice full of women, they're all fucking sticking up for each other. And he's had to move the phone away, and he's laughing. Because obviously the calls are fucking recorded, and I could just hear him giggling in the background. I was like, look, I don't mean to sound old-fashioned or sexist or anything, like, but they're all sticking up for each other. They're all friends and that, and I'm there just trying to get answers, and none of them are giving, and they're trying to defend. And I was like, I've caught them out in the law because the manager was there when she wasn't meant to be there and that. He's like, sounds like you're having the best of the day then. I was like, nah, mate. I says, I'm going to crack open a beer in a minute, which I did while I did my homework. Because I needed it, fucking just too much stress. But yeah, the insurance company, no dramas. So fucking, at least it's sorted. But I had him fucking laughing. So yeah, just fucking. We'll get there though. We'll get there, and that's the main fucking thing.
That is the main thing.
So since all that rant is on with now, anyway, we will have to move on. Time wise, was you know around 49 minutes now. Where does the time fly?
I love it. Was taken up in the rant then, mate.
I mean,
but it wasn't a rant. I get what you're saying. Obviously,
that was more of a vent.
It was a vent.
Yeah,
it's an annoyance more than anything, mate.
I know, but I mean, compared to the early days of the pod, when it was like a weekly thing, fucking ranting, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah, and that was proper. Let's go back and listen.
Yeah,
episode 4 had to get deleted.
Nah, it's still on. I mean, to be fair, because if you do go back, if you are new, it is from episode 4 because the first 3 we'd remove because it was just shot.
There was one. It was episode 4 or 3 where I was just like, "Mate, I listened to that back. You was pretty hard there." I don't know how you feel with what you said.
Well, yeah, because I was fucking. Well, I wasn't slagging off, but I was fucking complaining about the missus.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's never anything that I wouldn't say to her.
Anyway. Yeah, no, and I feel so, like, yeah, yeah. Now you've said that. I know that.
Yeah.
And I think now the listeners.
Just for the listeners' point of view, I know I have said it enough times, but anything that I say to anyone, I wouldn't say to her.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I told her from day one, I am who I am. I'm a cunt. And, yeah, you just got to fucking accept it. And she fucking did. She married me. Fucking.
Now she's pregnant?
Yeah, let me pump it in. Fucking. I'll tell you what, that's fucking. Like, I'm on one now, and all.
Go on.
So, like, because the pregnancy was out of the blue. Wasn't planned. We wasn't fucking trying or anything. I was editing one of the episodes of this when she fucking told me, but because there was no facial expressions or anything, like, oh, I'm pregnant, fucking, like, all happy or whatever, I didn't know how to react. So I'm sitting there, laptop on my lap. You know, it's what it's there for. And then, like, because I didn't do anything, like, I was like, all right, and so are you wanting to keep it? Because I've told her for years, when you're ready, we'll have kids. Because I'm a couple of years older than her. So it's more on the woman's side.
Yeah, you was already there. You was waiting for her to get where you are.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, you're ready. She, yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter for a man. Women are the ones with the biological clock. So, yeah. And then, you know, we have spoke about it. It's a big discussion whether to or to not have kids these days with all the shit that's going on, you know, prior to Trump being the world leader. So, she was expecting me to fucking jump for joy in that, but because there was no expression from her, she's just fucking waved a stick in my face. So she got upset. Like, I finished fucking editing and then fucking she's sitting there upset. I was like, well, I didn't know. So I had a hug and all that. So it was going to stay secret for fucking until Christmas. But then she wanted to tell her mum and all that. And then I was like, right, we tell your mum and sister. We're telling my mum and sister. So I did that. Then when she's told a friend who was a maid of honour at the wedding, this is where I got annoyed then. So because a friend, Laura, lovely girl and that, but she's already had the news from a couple other friends that they're pregnant as well. So with Alicia telling her, that was it. It was like, bro, I'm having a fucking baby now as well then. Yeah, and because she's on the phone, she's fucking FaceTiming her. But I've seen Laura turn around and go, Josh, we're having a fucking baby. So now I know that she's fucking, like, getting onto Josh and he's fucking having to have sex all the time to pump a fucking baby in. Whereas me, it was just, you know, once in a blue moon, fucking legs up in the air, fucking, you know, slap my balls against her ass cheeks and that, and fucking it's done. Any so, you know, not planned, not fucking having the fun of the sex, fucking every day and that. Like, just yeah. So I'm jealous of the cunt. Look, because look, we haven't had this conversation personally, let alone on the podcast. So, look, because you was. You'd planned to have a baby before and that anyway, didn't you? So,
yeah.
And like, was it like, come on, I'm ovulating, fucking get your dick in my name?
No. So, no, definitely one like
good
that.
Good job she's not in the other room. Sorry, Kay's nan as well, if you are listening. What a fucking tune off for a minute.
No, it wasn't like that. Ours was we weren't really trying, but it was just one of them, like, we just said, like, if it happens in this time frame, it happens. If we don't, it necessarily doesn't. But yeah, no, and then obviously we was looking up to have Kobe, and she's a cheeky bug, so.
Yeah, that's saying it. So I ain't got to be jealous of you then as well. But yeah, it's just annoying. Like, all those people that fucking actively trying. Like,
and getting loads of sex. Yeah. And yours was just, well, off just the cuff. Fucking, yeah, lucky just one night.
Once in a fucking blue moon. Lucky. Fucking done, ain't
it? Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. But to be fair, because I did say to you after fucking, Kobe was fucking conceived, I was like, man, I'm going to fucking start pumping away and fucking trying that myself now. Because that would have been ideal for me, that they would have been born around the same time. Because then it's like automatic best friends, isn't it? But it's going to be about 18 months difference between their age. So, you know, they've still got time. I mean, how are you feeling about future son-in-law? I mean, we'll wait like 18 years or whatever.
I've already told Kobe she's never having a boyfriend or girlfriend until I say.
Yep. And then Jasper would be 18 more then anyway, wouldn't it? So it'd be all right.
If I allow it. Look.
Keep that ginger brick away from us.
I actually brought Kobe a Valentine's card.
Okay.
So, bit, I don't know if it's controversial or whatever. I didn't know whether to. Obviously, but yeah, I've got a Valentine's card.
I mean, did you sign it from yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it just depends on how you fully see it, though, really, any whether it is romantic or not. So yeah, as long as it's you know, not in a sexual way.
No, then
it's all right, isn't it?
No,
because some people would like see, oh, you can't give your kids a fucking Valentine's card, like. Yeah, it's just like, I want you to be my Valentine. I want you to be, spending time with me.
Yeah, so I didn't word it like that, but I didn't. I can't remember what word. It was more like, thanks for bringing laughter and joy and stuff like that. So yeah, she can't read it, but.
No, but you can read it to her.
Maybe a keepsake.
Yeah,
that's true. You just got on the topic, obviously, because you said, like, obviously, you want your son.
And mine. Don't know. They listened to me 2 minutes ago.
So, yeah.
You know, literally, I says we're going to fucking move on to something else. We did. Not onto what we was going on. It's been 8 minutes now.
Right.
So, we will save all the correspondence for next week because we're touching an hour's mark.
Yeah.
James, we always appreciate it, mate. We wasn't missing episodes of the podcast because I didn't want to talk about shitty United or anything.
Is that what he said?
Amongst other things, yeah. You'll get your airtime next week, mate. You know, just keep the messages coming in. Obviously, Liverpool finished top of the Champions League group. United unbeaten in the Europa League as well. Only team to be. So, you know, we're basically the same.
Yeah, great achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, as JD just said, yeah, we'll get on all the correspondence next week. We'll smash them all out next week. We are sorry that we haven't done any this week and we have missed two. But as JD said, life gets in the way sometimes.
Too often.
It would be great if this was our full-time job because then we can guarantee.
Yeah, if we had, you know, money coming in from it, or if we had enough money that we could have a whole Friday off to be able to just dedicate, we're doing this. Because we, as I say, obviously we haven't done the correspondence. We could still rattle on without the correspondence for another hour or so.
And then correspondence would then do correspondence. So we could do like a 3 hour.
Yeah.
But no one would want that.
They'd fucking love it, mate. We would have to divvy it up into fucking three separate episodes. But they'd love it. But no, we do always appreciate it. Keep sending in the emails, the WhatsApps, fucking everything. Links are always in the description and everything. Hey, what's wrong with you? Any questions you got? I do want to start a new feature as well. We did want to get onto it today, but we've fucking waffled on. I want to call the section New World Orders. And essentially following in the great Donald Trump's footsteps.
America.
I want you to imagine if you became the new President Trump or the new president of the world, and you could just fucking start signing off new laws, legislations, rules that people have to do. You know, it could be as silly as fucking everyone has to wear pink T-shirts on a Monday between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Or something serious, you know, that any snow day, everyone has to have a day off work as well as a school day as well. You know, send them in. It kind of ties in with, hey, what's wrong with you anyway?
But the other way around.
Yeah. Like, so instead of just moaning about someone, you can moan about the whole world or where you are. And yeah, just fucking say, if you was in charge, what would you make? Make everyone abide to?
Yeah. And we'll get on to that next week. As well as every other correspondence.
Yeah, we've got emails, we've got some confessions. Sending you confessions still as well. Yeah. We've got a couple of those ready to read out.
So, no ranting.
We'll try not to rant next week. I mean,
gone guaranteed.
We do it all the time. We say we'll start off with the correspondence and then we fucking have something else to rattle on about. But that's what they're come for, mate. You know, they're fucking, they love us, chatting shites.
I'd like to believe that, mate. I think they come for the fucking, hey, what's wrong with you? For anything else.
But in that sense, then, they're coming for themselves.
That's it.
And selfish. To be fair, we all like a bit of self-loving sometimes. Yeah. It's the most fucking that I ever get, really, anyway. But I've got a baby on the way, so, you know, I have to fucking look after myself still. Oh, the joys. Fucking, I say, mate, she's proper milking it, man. Jesus. Look. And for weeks,
you know. Are you sure?
We've got a couple minutes.
Mate. Are you sure you want to get on this?
Yeah, like, okay. No, but like, for weeks.
No, I'm on about, like, do you want to put that out, mate?
Yeah, fuck it, man. I've told her anyway. But like, so she had the little pop belly straight away, essentially. Like, when it come to like fucking 14 weeks, you could see. Yeah. And like, she kept saying, like, oh, you can't tell, can you? And that's like, part of the reason why that she ended up telling work, because in her eyes, she'd finally popped. And but
she was shocked.
I was telling her I didn't tell her at first. I was letting her live in her own little bubble. Every time she was standing there looking in the mirror, she was breathing in.
Mm.
And I'm like, but you got to relax. But when you relax, that's how you are most of the time. Like, so you can see when you're relaxed. Yeah, but I'm standing like this, I went on, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, yeah, no, you can't really tell. You could tell. And then fucking, like, every week then, since she's popped at, like, 16 weeks, and he's so big now, he's massive now, isn't he? And I'm like, yeah, and honestly, like, I can see she's getting bigger, but she still thinks she's smaller than what she is. I'm like, fucking hell. And then the other day, I ain't got no jumpers that fit me now. Every time I do this, so reaching her hands in the air, it rides up above her fucking belly. Like, well, stop putting your hands in the air then.
Like, it's still covering you.
Like, stop reaching up because you don't need to. Like, you're not sitting
there's in the office desk. There's
nothing up there. Like, making your hands up. So I've ended up having to go and get a long jumper so she could fucking put that on. Fucking, and just stupid stuff. Like, oh, I can't be arsed cooking. Like, yeah, I'll cook again then, shall I? Oh. If you're in the kitchen, have a tea, please. Decaf tea, obviously.
Have the craving start?
She's always had weird tastes in it. Yeah. Anyway, like, fucking, she'll eat pickled onions out of a jar and, like, pickles that you put on a burger, gherkins to the Americans. Yeah, she's always had weird tastes like that anyway. He loves fucking chocolate, so not actually fucking it. He loves it when she's eating chocolate. That'll come back to haunt me in 15 years. And I'm like, son, what is this fucking hole in the Nutella?
Don't worry about it, Dad. Oh, you know what? That's got to be one of the worst things about having a lad, knowing that every time you leave the house,
somebody's getting fucked.
Like something, yeah.
Oh, God. What happened to the marigolds under the sink? What are they in the bin? What's happened to all my fucking moisturising cream? You know, I've got dry knees. Just
yeah.
Fucking hell.
What's all these? Come to about 13, you're gonna have a fucking. Well, we both will have different. Yeah, it'd be exciting, mate.
Yeah, that's the way we have to look at it, really. I'm looking forward to it. I'll save that for next week if he brings up love. But she's milking it anyway. And hence why we aren't going to go on for another fucking 25 minutes and make it an hour and a half long, because I do need to get home to her, walk the dog, and then, I'm going to have a takeaway tonight. I'm going to cook tomorrow. I'm not going to cook tonight. Takeaway tonight. I might have a German doner kebab.
Nice.
I'll send you a picture. So, send all your messages in still. We are going to get on to them next week. Again, it might be a little bit of a longer episode next week if we have enough time. I know you've enjoyed it. There's no point saying hope you enjoyed it. You fucking loved it, didn't you, James? We'll see you next week. Enjoy it. Peace.
Bye.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny.